Tuesday, January 9th, 2007.
Daniel?
The topic is we're going to discuss today initially with the guys who build the other couple related to do a Shema, because he doesn't have that. They don't like do Mila. The thing we're wondering is what about like the Ishmaelim, because the Yishilim more later on brings them up. Like why? Like would that be different if you were dealing with the Shema? Like, would then you have a problem? Even though it's not like Tumin Avodah Zarah, would you then have a problem with the Shema?
Well, presumably they would really be doing the Shema. I don't know. Why do they do it? They do the Shema Shem, I guess.
Well, let's say, like, well, I don't know why they do it. Let's say before Islam, like, did they do it? It seems like yes, because the more later on.
Right. Yeah, they did it because, like, the Shema Shem, because they were really carrying on Brisa Rahm, though.
They were pagans.
So.
They had a cultural tradition to do it. I mean, I don't know. I don't know what their Kavanah was. They could have had also some sort of hard reason specific. I don't know what their. I have no idea.
You don't know?
I don't know. I mean, they're chayav to do it because of the mitzvah.
Right.
What you're saying is that they really said, forget about the mitzvah. We don't care about the mitzvah.
Well, Kusi could also be chayav. He might be a Jew.
What?
Kusi could also be chayav. He might be a Jew. We know for a fact that's a problem.
Yeah, but I know. But we know that Kusi was doing the Shema Tzar. You know, they did all their other things. The Shema was the Masyom. But how do you, where do you have indication that the Yishmaelim were doing the Shema Tzar?
Well, they were pagans.
They were?
I don't know.
Who's that?
Prior to Islam.
Who's that?
You're asking prior to Islam.
This Gemara is prior to Islam by a good 400 years.
But did the Bnei Ishmael, like, was Ishmael himself pagan, or he was,
Is he Jewish? No, Jewish. I know, but...
Bnei Ishmael, so I don't know.
They didn't know the specifics of Ishmael. That was a good 2,000 years before that. We're talking about the period of the Gemara. So, 2,000 years between that period and Avraham, plus, between that period and Avraham, you know, they don't know the specifics of Yishmael or the idea of Mila. All they had was a cultural thing amongst all their other pagan practices.
Did they have the Bible or they didn't have the Bible?
Yeah. What evidence do we have that they did it for some of Avodah Zarah? They know about it.
Did they have a Bible? Was the Bible a well-known thing which was known about in that time or not?
The Jews had one.
Did they?
I doubt it.
But it's not worth hashing out. I was just wondering whether or not that'd be a problem.
Okay. And I guess it would depend. If they're doing the Shema Tzara, then it would be a problem. Really. If they're doing the Shema Mitzvah, which they're clear then.
But even if they were doing the Shema Mitzvah, isn't their Mila different than our Mila? So wouldn't that fact make it...
What's the difference?
I mean, they're not chayav, it's not Bris Avram. Like, it's a totally different thing.
I think it is Bris Avram. And that's why they're chayav. Why are they chayav? They're chayav because he's their Avram. I think that's the chayav. It's a question of the chayav. I mean, I think the Rambam is that they're chayav. It's all a question. But if they're chayav, I mean, it's not... I don't know where else does it come from. It's Bris Avram. They're descendants of Avram, and, you know... Like, other goyim aren't descendants of Avram, but they are. I guess they were directly in its name. I guess
it's
Yishmael. I don't know. You have to go into Sugya, I guess. I don't really know. But
I'm just saying, like, couldn't that also make a difference in terms of allowing the Jew to redirect the guys coming on to the Shema?
They might, but so let's say you'll say that it doesn't, so fine.
Okay, fine.
I mean, also the Nachmina. So it doesn't say all Goyim, including Yishmaels, who are pagans. It doesn't say that. I mean, you're right, if you had a guy who actually did Mila, Dilshem, Dimasi, any of us are, of course it would be possible, but it's showing as a class. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
If you know that the guy actually was having that in mind, then I can't imagine it would be good. I mean, that's not Mila Shema.
Okay, fine.
See, I mean, if you come up with a class of pagans who do Ishmael and whatever, fine, then, you know. Okay. So, are we going to start? I guess so, right? Okay. Fine. So the question is, your thing's going, right? Okay. The question is, you can hear me from here, right? Yeah. Okay. So the question is, so assuming that you need Mila Lishma, right? And we said the idea of Lishma by Mila, just to review, is that Mila is not just an action, but it's an action which is creating a certain kind of a gavra. Gavro is Kadosh Lashem. Okay? And the question is, how does the action of Mila create that kind of a Gavro? So, one of the slightest of Mila Shema is the Das does. The fact that the Moel is having that in mind, that he's doing it Lashem, he's doing the idea of Mila, so that will render, that will effectuate the effect in the Gavra, will render him a Mal, and not an Ara. Right. And the other side said, no, he will teach you that the intrinsic, the Maisa itself, is so designed, that its very nature is one where it's creating a Gavra's Kadosh, that is, it's implicit, intrinsic in the Maisa itself, it defines him as such. Is it intrinsic in the action that the Torah built it into the activity that it has that property, or it's it tied it in with das and lishma? Okay. So the question is: so if you say that it's intrinsic in the actions, so then even a guy could do it, a kusi could do it, even if you do a lishem vodzara, it doesn't matter because it's intrinsically defined of that. That's its nature intrinsically. But if you say that character of defining the guy comes through the das, through the lishma. So if you have a kusi doing it, he's not doing lishma. He's actually doing lishem avodah zarah. So therefore, it's going to be possible. He's doing it lishem avodah zarah. So therefore, it can't be good. But the Gemara says a goy can do it. Okay, a goy can do it. Even if you say a kusi can't do it, you need lishma. Still, a goy can do it. And the problem is how could a goy do it? How's a goy lishma? This is when like sounds funny when you first read it. I mean, how's a goy lishma? So Rashi and Tosfos have two different ways of dealing with this problem. Okay, so Rashi says it's I guess Lashem Himal. Rashi Lashem Himal Chazayim out. Ve'asa Pesach Lashem Himal Lachem Kol Zachar. Okay, ve'darish bei Mila Lishma Hilkach Kusi Pasul Dimal Shel Lishma. So the Kusi can do it because of Lishma. I will obey Chav Lomah El Ela Daita Yisrael Shomer Lomah Ol. I know Shema, but the guy is doing it because the Jew told him to do Mila. So he's just doing it on the Das of Yisrael. So therefore, that's considered Lishma. That's considered Lishma. Okay, that's considered Lishma. So basically, he's saying is that the guy when he's doing it under the say so of the Jew, so that counts as Lishma. The guy basically can be Lishma. Okay. Fine. So this sounds problematic, it sounds difficult, but let's see Tosfos. Tosfos raises some problems. I mean, I don't think they're directed at Rashi per se, but it would seem they certainly apply to Rashi. Okay? So Tosfos, V'chihecha metzinu milashma, it says, Hacha mashma dela Rabbi Yehuda, afuga dvoy milashma. Even though Rabbi Yehuda needs milashma, maskinan de machshir la bil v'chom. Still kasher with the guy. Somehow the guy could have lashma. V'tema. Maishna migat debin on lishma, upaslina ksivas akum begat. So it says, by get you need lishma. Guys, you have to write the get lishem for lishem, like I guess a get for this isha. But it's possible if a guy writes it. Right, mishum the overcome that to the nafshei kavod, because when a guy does an action, he's looking for himself. Either the Jew tells him to write the get, whatever, he's writing the get for his own things. He's not thinking of, well, he's thinking, who knows what he's thinking. He's his own guy. His own man doing his own things, and therefore a guy, when you need lishma, you can't rely on a guy. A guy's a guy, it doesn't work by a guy. Okay? They're saying, why is that different than here? Mila lishma, you're saying mila lishma. So it's true the Jew tells him to do it, but you should say the same principle, that a guy is a light of the nafshei kavod. It's true the Jew told him to do it, but he's thinking his own things. He's not, what does he know? He doesn't care about the Jewish thing. He's just doing his own thing.
Would you consider, I mean, a fair deal to say that since he never singles out Rashi for, like, rejection, that he's like presumably he had his Rashi, that he's saying like an elaboration of the same point.
What's your deal that he's not asking on Rashi?
Yeah, and it's just that he holds similarly.
Oh, that his answer is the same as Rashi's answer?
Yeah, or it's just contentually not the case.
It's not true. Yeah, I mean I don't think it's true. So I mean it's right. Funny. It's funny why he doesn't mention it, but I don't know.
Okay.
I don't know, but it's a question. That's a question on the Gemara. I mean, I guess it's a question on the Gemara. It's only a question on Rashi. Like, if you said it was Rashi, it would be like asking a question on Rashi. It's not a question on Rashi. It's a question that you have to deal with. The Gemara is basically, it's clear from the Gemara that he's saying is that a guy could do it. Even though you need Lishma, a guy could do it. So now, but it's not true. Why is that different than Gat? You know what I mean? Like, by putting it on Rashi, he's making it like he doesn't like... He's just asking a question. It's just not a question. The Gemara is a question on the Gemara. It's not a question on Rashi. You know, it's not Rashi didn't make up the Akam thing. It's the Gemara implies it. You know? So basically that's going to be a problem we have to answer on Rashi. Right? We have to answer that problem on Rashi. Is that if you can tell me that when you tell a guy to do it, he's just doing it for whatever you told him to do it, he says it's not true? If I get it's not true? Okay. And I think by Torah also, he doesn't bring in Torah yet, but I think Torah is also not sure. So let's see if there's an answer. But we're going to have to answer Rashi. I mean, two different answers. I think two answers. We'll see. The Lord Dami. The Olam of the Kacham Stam Akavet. Really, a guy does things Stam. Stam, he just does them. The Kabe Mila, the Stam Alishmakoi. But by Mila, where Stam Mila is Lishma, calls Manchainos to Lishem Hagrizim. As long as you don't do it, Lishem Hagrizim. If you can't vote with Kacham, the Stam Akavet Shera. So therefore, by a guy who's doing it Stam, it'll be fine. Because he's just doing Stam, and Stam Mila is for the right purposes, unless he's doing a Shem HaGrizim. But he knows a Shem HaGrizim, so Stam Mila is Lashma. I will get Isha Stam Alav Lashma. But by a get a woman, the Stam is not Lashma. The Stam Isha Alav L'Gerishin Omedlis. Well, a Stam woman is not really there for Gerishin. So I guess you don't assume you're writing a get, it's to divorce her. Who's the divorce? Oh, she's not. Why is she getting divorced? Who says she's getting divorced? So Stam writing a get is not to actually... You make a divorce document for her. Hilkach get, but we come possible. So therefore, a guy, it doesn't work. That's why you actually need a positive lishma. He says when you do get, you have to actually have in mind at the beginning of the thing. You have to say this get is for the purpose of so and so, such and such a woman. He says presumably by Mila, he's saying you don't need that. By Mila, it's tam lishma. So Stam Lishma, so a guy could also do it. But when it comes to get, you actually need it specifically. Stam, a woman, is not ready for it, is not omit for a get. So now, if you want to create a divorce document for her, you have to specifically bring it up. Now a guy, who's to say he's going to specifically bring it up? A guy does things on his own, so you can't impute a particular mindset to the guy. That you have to specifically have in mind that I'm writing this for Kedusha Sefer Torah. You're not just writing a scroll, but you're writing L'Shem Kedusha Sefer Torah. So since you have to have that in mind, and L'Shem Askaros, so therefore, Goy can't do that, because who's to say that he had that? But by Milo, he's saying you don't need that. Milo is Stama L'Shem Goy. And since it's Tamil Lishma, all you need to know is that he didn't distort it. So Kusi distorts it, a guy doesn't distort it, and therefore it's all okay. Yeah.
Can you trust him if he says that he either distorted or that he didn't have Lishma for the proper reasons?
By get or by...
In both. Like, by get, if he says, I had positive intentions, or by...
Mila, I don't think says, by get it's going to work.
But no, by Mila, if he says, I did it for
both. If he says, I had bad intentions, I don't know. I would think he could. I don't know. I'm not sure. I think you'd believe him to ruin it. I mean,
but not to make it good.
I would think so. I would think so. Yeah, I would think so. I don't know though. But you know, it's one thing to kasha, it's another thing to pasul. Kasha, yeah, I would think so. Okay, that's Tosis. Now, I don't think Torah Rashi is saying that. Tosis is basically saying you don't need lishma. By Mila, you don't really need lishma. Stam is lishma. So you just think Stam. By Rashi saying it's because he's doing it because what the Yisrael is telling him, and the Yisrael is telling him, and that's somehow like the Lashma is coming through the Yisrael, it seems like, according to Rashi. You know what I mean? Rashi's not saying it's Stam Lashma. Rashi's trying to concoct a method of creating Lashma, it seems. You know what I mean? Tosa is saying you don't really need Lashma in a positive way. It seems to me they're different. I mean, I don't know, you give sort of maybe it could work, you know, show the same thing, but I mean, the pshat of them, they sound like two different things. Okay? Is anyone going to argue on that point? That they're the same upshot? Okay. So I guess let's just take them up one at a time, right? Maybe let's start with Rashi. I guess we'll start with Rashi. Rashi's first. Okay, so first Rashi, what's this idea that it's saying is that the Jews telling him to do it? So therefore, that's a Shema. If I get it, doesn't work that way. It doesn't work the way if I get. What is Rav Hazel? He tapes those questions, or
yeah, we
usually that around. Okay, fine with me.
We cannot if you want
to. Okay. Any ideas?
Is it just the fact that the Yisrael is telling him? Is telling him to do it. Like, just say if the guy's just circumcised, this person, then, or is it like, does it say certain, I mean...
Suicide is Hashem Hashem?
Yeah.
It doesn't sound like he says that. It doesn't sound like Rashi's saying that, you know? Yeah.
Ben and I had like a descriptive approach.
Okay.
That if you look at the Rashi in the last Amud, so he said, Yimo Obed Oven?
Yes.
She'in mi losa l'shem v'vara z'l'kof v'sharei ein darkam nimo espenehem.
Right.
So we would say that since Stam Obed just doesn't like relate to this mice, it's not something he's ever encountered before.
Right.
So it's like if you're doing something for the first time,
right,
like you're asking each step, like what do I do now, what do I do now?
Right.
You're almost like an extension of my will.
Right.
Saying so far as this is not something which is, exists in their framework,
right,
so then he has like a neutral das, as it were, which is
right,
like omade for the Yisrael to come in and like direct towards,
right,
you know,
right.
But it does
right
exist for the medical purposes. Does that mean
why in the get example is it only about the Ksivas get?
I don't know. I'm not sure.
I don't know.
Why isn't the case of the get referring that you have to have,
I don't know, that they did that,
come on, there should be like a mishma for get when you actually give it to her.
Right. No, that's not the halakha of Shema,
but
yeah.
Kind of miso.
So if there's a get rid of the woman,
someone
just
happens
to give it to her without knowing it.
Well, it has to be the shliach. That's the husband has to give it to her. Or shliach. That's
a
different halakha. That's because the miso is the husband's giving it to her. You know, or a shliach. I mean, that's different. That's
like, we don't relate to the kid going
different
to the
thing. This is
a
din
chatzah.
That's what I'm saying. I guess it's din
chatzah.
The din of Shema is in the Ksiva.
They don't do Mila.
I think. Yeah. Maybe there's also, right, yeah, but not that I know. I don't know anything like that.
But the Lashma they bring up for get, that should be for this woman. Not that it should actually be for get, but it's specific for her.
Right.
Her guess, right. They don't do it, so they don't really have this mice. That's what allows it to be directed by Israel.
Right.
And I'm not fully like happy with that. Like, I'd like to know more like exactly what that means or how that works, but it just strikes me that that's the gist of what Rashi's saying.
Right.
I mean, Tosfos' point is still good, though, like, in terms of a response that, yeah, but at the end of the day, I mean, like, he's his own guy. Like, yes, it's true that he may not care so much, and therefore he's kind of, you know, just following, you know, your instructions, but he's his own person. Like, I don't know how to like really address that because I don't really understand what Rashi's saying.
Why does it just matter that he's following the instructions? I mean, an Obi Kochav can follow instructions also. Rashi would have to say that that's still bad. I mean, it's following word for word. That can't mean he's just following word for word, right?
I'm
not. It's not just it can't just be a matter of that. I guess you're answering because you're saying that he's neutral, so that he's just going to follow instructions and he has no other.
Right, because that's, I think
that
that's
the
point.
He has no other das to impact.
Right,
what
because
he's
doing. Kashare ain't dark on the more spinning. That's why. In other words,
no,
since they don't relate to it.
Are you saying though that because he doesn't have that in his framework, he's not going to have any das which would qualify that as his own type of mila?
Yeah, exactly. Now what do I do?
Right.
I'm not involved in like directing, like defining this, the character of this myself. I wouldn't be doing this if you didn't come along and ask me to do it. I don't even know what I'm doing.
The
Kruti has it. He's directing it towards the thing.
What does it mean when he's doing it? So what does it mean? What do you mean?
It's not a hard category.
He's also doing the same work.
No, because since Kusi knows Mila, they do Mila, they're familiar with it. So you come along, he knows you don't want it to be Tahar Gritim. The fact is that since this is something he's familiar with, it's like, oh, you want me to do Mila? Okay, yeah, sure, I'll take care of it. So now what he's doing is for him, is a Maisa of Har Gritim.
What is
that? You
know
what I mean?
Yeah, no, I mean, this thing is good. Maybe I'll just try to elaborate on it. I don't know you're not so happy about it, but...
I'll go to more.
But... it just seems like, I mean, saying as a guy is a daita dinashik of it means that if you tell a guy to write a get, right? So you tell him, do it, have in mind such and such, right? So this woman, whatever. See, but a guy's his own person. There's no nemonis or whatever. I mean, he's his own mind. He's not we don't trust him like we trust a Jew. And there's just, being that he's his own person, why is he doing it? For what purpose? Is he doing it in order to create a get for that woman? I mean, it's true you told him that, But he's doing an action, and he may do it for whatever reasons he's thinking. We don't know what he's thinking. He's his own guy. He does activities. He writes documents, and there's just no way. We don't have control. Like the Nashikov, we have no control over his das, and he could be said doing whatever das he may be thinking while he's doing it. He has a lot of, you know, he has a lot of reasons. It's an action which he does, and he may be doing it because something else, whatever. Maybe doing it some other reason. Some other objective in mind, not to create a get l'shit for this woman. He's just writing it. But by Mila, that's why he says good. As the Rashi says, that they don't do it. They're not mal their sons. That's why it's not a Zohar. They're not mal their sons. Sounds like you're just saying they don't. They don't mal their sons. So it's not an action which they do. So if you tell a guy, do this action for me, so you don't say, well, maybe he's doing it for his own reason. Well, he doesn't have a reason. There's no reason. Go ahead, don't do this thing. There's no other reason he's doing it. He is doing it. When he's doing it, it's like the Jew doing it, like through the hand of the guy. You know what I mean? He's simply functioning as like the hand of the guy, of the Jew. And that's because the Jew can't do whatever. He's a doctor, and he's a doctor, he knows how to cut, he knows whatever it is. So basically, you're just saying, do it for me. Now, what are you going to say? Maybe he's doing it for some purpose. If they have some purpose, they do that purpose on their kids and whatever. They don't have other purposes. This is an action, which is not, it doesn't exist in their frame of reference. So he's not, like a Daita Denavshe is when he's doing an action which he relates to in a primary way, who says to say what he's thinking about? But if the action is not an action which relates to him in any way, so he is acting, he becomes like a secondary das. He is basically a Daita de Yisrael. Why? What's his das? Whatever the Yisrael. I'm just doing it. I don't even know. The Yisrael told me to do it. I'm doing it. Why am I doing it? I don't know. Why am I doing this again? And whatever the Jew is. Whatever das. There's the das in the action, and the intent of the action is supplied by the Jew. Because the Jew is, that's the whole framework in which the guy is doing it. He's simply just doing what the Jew told him. But by get, you don't say that, even though the Jew told him, it's true, the Jew told him to do it, but now he relates to this action as an independent guy, and he's writing the get, and whatever he's thinking is whatever he thinks about when he writes gets. Maybe he's, whatever, I don't know, he's a scribe, he's practicing his handwriting, or whatever it is. I mean, it's something which they do, so this is the kind of, therefore, the das becomes his own das. Amen? Right. Is that better than, I don't know?
I want to see Tosfos.
Okay. Any questions? And the answer tells us, that's what Rashi is making, Rashi's chiddush is that you can have a guy who's doing it simply like as the yad of the Yisrael. You know, he's simply like the hand of the Jew. And he doesn't have das. He's simply like the vehicle of the Jew doing it. And the das, it's like the physical action is being done by the guy, but the das is being supplied by the Yisrael. So the das could, in that type of a relationship, so the das could be supplied by the Yisrael, and therefore will be the Shema. Okay, that's a chiddush. That's a chiddush. It's a chiddush to have such a thing. That's what he's saying. That's why he makes a point of the fact that the guy going don't do it. But by a kusi, obviously it doesn't work because a kusi does this action for their own reasons. So then that's not gonna be the Shema. Okay. Any other question? Question? Are we good? So Tosfos. Tosus says different things. So what do you have to ask on Tosus? What's the question on Tosus?
What's wrong with Rashi's
Pshat? What's wrong with Rashi's Pshat?
No.
No?
What's the difference between the, like, Sefer Torah, like, those kind of things, and
yeah,
Mila?
Okay. You're right. What's the difference between Sefer Torah and Gera and Mila? Or what's this idea of Stam Lishma? What do you mean Stam Lishma?
Yes.
How does that work? I mean, that's Stam Lishma. I mean, Lishma is a positive thing. It seems to be. It's Lashem, Hashem, Lashem whatever, Lashem making a certain kind of a gavru. That means Stam Lishma. Shema is a positive. You can't just say stam. Stam is nothing. Stam is not lishma. I mean, that's what makes sense. By sefer Torah, so stam is. Are you writing the thing lishem kedusha sefer Torah? You're just writing it stam. I'm just writing stam. Stam means stam. Stam doesn't mean lishem. Anything stam means stam. And stam, if I write a document, is stam in order to be a divorce lawyer for this woman? I'm just writing a thing. Stam. I don't know. It's just stam is stam. How does it become stam lishma? How does that happen? How does that work that way? Man, it seems like it's a contradiction. Stam is Lashma. Lashma is not Stam. Lashma means Lashma. So, I mean, that sounds like he's just pulling a fast one here. He's just saying, like, it's true, once you posit Stam Lashma, it all works out very nicely. Because now the guy is Stam Lashma, Stam. So the guy is Stam, so Stam Lashma, so it's fine, and because he's not. But what's the sense to say that? You're just making that up. I think that's a problem.
You have that
by,
like,
Zvachim. Like,
Zvachim,
you have that?
Stam Lashma, yeah.
Yeah?
I don't know, man.
Stop talking lishma and lishma, you know.
Yeah, but maybe that's because
they get you don't say it, and they say it because stam isha is la obligation.
Oh, they say that? Okay. Yeah, see, it could be there because there's a din. It's like since the chafta is like as a din, it's hekdesh, so it's designated for a certain, you know.
Right.
So since it's designated you, and you just do the thing, you're just carrying out its designation.
Right.
You know what I mean? But by an isha, maybe since it's not a designation,
like property in the thing.
So now you're like trying to introduce a whole new thing. So you're introducing a whole new thing. Well, hold on, you have to introduce it. You know what I mean? Like in the carbon, it's omed for that.
Right.
So it means it has a designation in the chafta.
Right.
So of course, you shachta. What are you doing it for? First, does it? You know.
Right.
But I mean, by mila, how does
no particular get is omed for a particular
right.
moment,
right? Right. But by mila, how are you gonna pull that off? How do you understand it by mila? How does it work by mila? Yeah, but I don't know why he rejects Rashi. I mean, I guess it's a different question. I mean, I don't see that as being Tosis as pshat. I mean, it seems like Tosis is giving a new pshat. I mean, he rejects Rashi, so he doesn't buy the chiddush. Rashi's making a chiddush. But there's a new type of a thing where you could have a guy who's doing an action. You know, you have a goy who's doing an action, but since he doesn't relate to the action, and you know, historically they don't do it, so therefore he's just like the das of these. You know, I mean, maybe a shliach works that way, but there's no. I don't think there's shlichus, but I don't think you have a goy who's not working for shlichus. You know. So he's actually making up a new mechanism here, a new idea. So presumably Tos doesn't buy that, you know. I mean, it's true he doesn't bring up Rashi's thing, but this is a whole different route, you know what I mean? He's not saying it's because the Jew is supplying the Das. He's just saying, you don't have to supply Das. I mean, it would seem that would be an afgamin, actually. Because according to Rashi, it would seem like when a Jew does Mila, he's going to have in mind Lishma. Like, that would be an afgamin, maybe you'd ask. Well, I don't know. Like, let's say a Jew does Mila Stam. He doesn't think. He's not thinking. He forgets to think about anything. He just does it by rote. So according to Rashi, you would see what do you mean? Mila has to be Lashma. Where's the Lashma?
Right.
You know? According to Tosi, he says, no, Stam Lashma. You know what I mean?
Right.
Sounds like that would be not good, you know? But it's interesting. According to this way, I don't think we hold. I don't know. Do we hold Mila Lashma? I don't know. I don't think so. But if according to this, like, let's say he did a bris, a Mila for medical things. So it wouldn't be a Mila, right? I guess so you have questions
Rashi.
Like, what?
According to Rashi.
Well, no, I was thinking that, but it could be according to Tosas also, because then you're really doing it for a different purpose, you know?
Right.
You know, I mean, it's not Stam anymore. See, Stam means a guy is just Stam. Go is Stam. But they actually have a positive, different purpose, you know what I mean?
Well, is having a separate benefit from it considered like to be like, I mean, you know, the other case of Nastam is like when the Kuti does, so there is
right.
like a contradiction
right.
there
right.
So that you see it's not Lishma, but like just having a separate benefit, would that like
well no I'm not saying separate benefit, I'm saying it's like if you go in a hospital they're doing it Lishem health reasons, it's not just like a separate, you know what I mean, it seems like it's not separate, that's all that, you know, that's what they're having in mind. I mean, I hear what you're saying. Stam is Lashma. They're just having in mind, like, it doesn't contradict the Lashma. So to uproot it, you mean you may have to have, like, a contrary. Not just, like, a different. It's possible.
It's like
good.
A secondary kind of thing.
Yeah, right. Secondary kind of thing. Stam is Lashma. So, fine, so you're adding on something else. Big deal, but Stam is Lashma. But if you're putting on an opposite, you can't say Stam is Lashma, and then at the same time, you're putting on an opposite. The opposite undoes the. But health doesn't mean to the exclusion of the real stam purpose of Mila. It's just a nice, it's an additional thing. They could coexist. In other words, they can't coexist. But Kusi, Ozar, and Lashem Hashem can't coexist. Yeah, that's possible. That's a good point. Yeah.
It seems like Tosfos is saying that every I guess there's like a gavra mold, and every person has, or every male has that potential to be a gavra or himo or grammaris. But so is it because he makes a distinction between mila and get, where he says not every woman is omedis gerushin.
Right.
So it almost seems like there, by get, he would require that there's some tirf between, you know, the chetzah of get, that it actually go to her.
Right.
Whereas here, just by virtue of having the orla, you are one who is suited to become mal. And so it seems like he's not looking at it as like just like a new state, like almost like a maisa. Like once it happens, because you were already waived, it's almost like a removal of a negative or something.
Right.
That's enough to do.
So why reject the
Kildi? Because there you have
like
a contract.
Yeah.
You're omeid, I guess, to be a ben brit unless you try to enter into something else.
Yeah, that's interesting. That is interesting. Very exciting.
Right. So as soon as you do it, l'shem, like hard reason or something, you can't call it stam anymore. Now you've given it.
Weren't you saying stam? Is that stam guy? Has the stam guy is a davar could be a mal, or has that potential?
Because I'm trying to.
What is the guy who's cutting it have to do with my potential to be a mal? How does the fact that he's worshiping the dove and hard reasons impact my
Well, no, because he's doing it in order to make in order to do an avoda, well, that's shame hard reason.
But isn't Ben saying that the king of the dove is going on my arla?
I know, but he's saying is that since my arla is stam, like omed to be for mila, therefore when someone does it, Stam, he's doing it for to actualize my art, you know.
Jacob, you have to go back to his example of the get. He's talking about the seers of the get. So when you're writing the get, you have to write it for the woman who's intending to divorce, because there has to be some connection between her and this get.
So you're saying so it's for the
get. If, however, that guy had said, I'm going to write this get for woman A when it's really supposed to be woman B, then clearly it's not going to work. So if the guy who's doing your mila says, I'm going to be mull you for hard reason, then clearly it's not going to have the same effect if you just, I guess, done it without any intention.
Did you guys see that Gemara later about, it says like that all Jews are considered mal and all Goyim are considered arel? You saw it?
It's like a shame of the Amish.
Yeah, I've seen that before.
Yeah. It basically, is a funny halacha. I mean, it comes up later, but I think it's relevant to what you're saying. I had a different shot, but I'm just going to pursue this a little bit. But later on, I don't know if we'll get to it, but maybe it'll come up, is that it says, like, if a guy makes a neder, he's not going to have any hana from an orel. So it turns out, even if you have a guy who has mila, right, like an Arab, for instance, he still can't be in a mal. He can't be having off from him because he's considered an Arab. So there's a pasuk. It says, "Kol agoyim are they labor." Right? Is the pasuk here or is the pasuk over there? Pasuk here is in just an Indara. Doesn't go to pasuk here. I think it's the pasuk of. Does Rashi go to pasuk? Mal is the guy who had mila. Arab is the guy who is uncircumcised. Didn't quote it. I think the pasuk over there. It says because he kol agoyim arelim. Let me see this. It's in the dorm. Do you have a shas down here or something?
Yeah.
That'd be helpful. It's very interesting. It's amazing. It's amazing halacha. You'd never imagine it. Right? I mean, he says, I'm not going to know from anyone who's an aral. I mean, aral means something, you know? Yeah. It says, Sh'ein ha'ar kruya ela al l'shem of l'chav. Sh'ein ha'ar kichol ha'goyim ha'reilam. The chol beis Yisrael arle leiv. And then there's another halacha, is that if you say that I'm not gonna have any hana from malim, from people who have mila, so then basically, even if you have a Jew who's an arel, still he's considered a mal. Every Jew is considered a mal. Every Jew has like a shame of being a mal. Strange, right?
Yeah.
strange, but that's the halacha. Says, even if you didn't have milah, that's like.
But he still can't eat Pesach.
That's true. That's true. He still
like,
can.
It's not like it's not Sanhedrin to have to give somebody.
It's
true. Well, in Nedarim, I mean, it's Sogmen Nedarim. You know, you're right. It's not saying he is. Right. We'll get to in a second. But I mean, it's a question in Nedarim. Is he in Nedarim? The question is like Lashem Ne'adam. Like, what's the term?
Does he specify why the Jew doesn't have it? Like, is he the. Is, cause the
Let's say he's Mesiach Machas Mila.
Right, so in that
right.
case, he still can't eat Pesach? Is that the
yes, I think so, yeah.
Even though he's not supposed to have Mila.
Right, exactly. That's why later the Gemara says, and we'll get there, that's why later the Gemara says woman also. Woman's considered a mal. Because the question is a hamal yimal? That's what it gets to. There's only someone who's a mal could do it. But a mal there, you see, refers to Klal Yisrael. I mean, it seems like that's the idea. Because Klal Yisrael, that's, because it says, Gedola usa hiha arlash, and it's gandu ba rashayim. Gichola gayim arelam. It's like another term for if you want to talk down about a guy, you call him an ara. And, like, that's the way you call him. So it seems like it's amazing. It's like you see the significance of Mrs. Mila, that it's like the term of the Jew, the way you refer to a Jew is as a mal, and the way you refer to a guy is as an arel. You know what I mean? Like it's like the idea of like you know the idea of kedusha, that it's like in his very his body, his guf reflects kedusha. You know, like that idea that that like it's a diminishment of the taivas. You know, Mila. And the Jew is basically, Mila is a mitzvah which reflects that the guf of the Jew is one which is removed from, you know, from taivas and directed l'shem Hashem. And that's, every Jew really has that idea. I mean, even a guy who doesn't physically have Mila, that's his identity as a person. That's what he is. That's his guf. His guf is designated away from taivas and towards the Avodas Hashem. And every guy, even if he physically has a circumcision, his guf is really all made for taivas and not towards Hashem. You know what I mean? It seems like that's like the identification of a Jew, you know. And Mila is a mitzvah, and Mila seems to be, it's like, so to speak, act like every Jew, so I mean, it turns out when a Jew is born, he's a mal, because he's designated for, like his identity is he's designated for Kedusha and away from taivas. And it's like the action of Mila is kind of actualizing that shame in his body. You know what I mean? That's what he's saying. He's omeid. That's what you're saying. I'm just trying to explain what you're saying. It's like every Jew is omeid lamila because that is really the term mal is really a reference to Jews. So in a sense, every Jew really has the shame. Again, not in terms of Korban Pesach. Apparently, in terms of Korban Pesach, it's only if your shame as a mal has been actualized, and if your shame as a mal has not been actualized, and then you're still in your guf still reflects arlos. Even though you're a Jew, still that's a psul in Korban Pesach. You know what I mean? Like there's two things. It's like the identity of the person as a Jew, and then there's the whether his guf has reflected that. You know. So what you're saying is since that's the real identity of every Jew is that he's a mal. So mila is really just he's like omeid lamila. That's what you're saying. Like by a woman is not omeid lagerishin. So therefore, if you want to invoke gerishin, you have to really positively imbue it into the gap. But when it comes to every baby, every Jewish baby, it has a shame out. It's not just like they're omeid, they're supposed to. They really have a shame. It's their identity. They're identified as being a mal. But it's just that shame has to be brought into actuality through the ma'aseh mitzvah of mila. So therefore, he's saying is when stam a guy does mila, it's stam l'shma. Because the kid is omeid for mila. And now when he does this thing, you don't say that it's an action of medicine. You say, on the contrary, he is basically a kid awaiting this action. So when you do the action, what is it being done for? Well, it's being done to actualize his
the finish is that the guy doesn't know that.
Yes,
but that's the guy doesn't know.
That's just saying it's stam. It's saying because since that is the
reality.
That is the since he's omeid for that. That's true. I mean, since if he's saying it's lishma. The guy doesn't know it. You're saying Stam L'Shma. Stam L'Shma seems to work because, like, I know, like, a carbon. I know that that's what it is, and then when I shacht it, so then I have that in mind, or whatever, right? I have that in mind.
Just feel like you're divorcing the Das from L'Shma.
The guy knows that that's no the thing. Like, how does the Stam. Does the guy know that? Does he have to know that?
Simi doesn't have to know it.
Doesn't seem so, right? Does he know that in Mishnah and Nedarim?
Probably not.
What do you think Lishma means? Is it actually a das that the guy who's doing it has, or is it some quality in the?
Well, we said is that you have to assume, like that was the machlokas of whether Mila needs Lishma. Is it just that the action intrinsically creates a certain kind of a gavra, or it has to be through the das, right? Lashem, it has to be Lashem. So it has to be Lashem, which means it's through the das of the person. So now who cares if he had, you know what I mean, if it's Stama and Omed, and you know what I mean, that's good by Yisrael who knows halacha, who knows the ideas, who knows this stuff. But by a guy who doesn't know, he doesn't know about the chalos, the guy, the Jew is Omed for Mila.
It's almost like in order to say this, you're going to have to almost like combine the shita of Lishma and of Maisa that we like defined yesterday.
Right.
Say the Maisa inherently can create a Kavana Lishma. Like, well, which one do you need?
This
also seems to be a problem for Rashi then too, because there we're not going to say that Goy actually knows what he's doing or is intending to do it for his purpose. He's just following the
Jews. No. But according to Rashi, he is doing what the Yisrael wants. So therefore, the Lashma comes through the Yisrael. It's like it's in the hand of the Goy, but the das of the Yisrael. You know what I mean? So the Yisrael is supplying the das. The Goy, if you ask him, what are you doing for? What the Yisrael is doing for? And the Yetzi Shul will say, oh, Lashem Mila. Therefore, that is, it's like, you know what I mean? It's like, I want whatever he wants. Oh, so what do you want? Well, if he says Mila, then that's what I want. Whatever he wants, you know? So that's a good question, right? That's a question on your pshat, right? I liked it for a little bit, though. Okay, any other pshats?
According to Rashi, when he said that since he doesn't have anything, he doesn't have being Mila is not an action of his, but get is something that they do. So that makes it that we just use his that makes him a governor in the sense that like therefore he can use whatever thought he wants. And
well, it means that when he does it, you don't just say that he's just like a vehicle. He's just like a hand of the Jew. Why is he a hand of the Jew? He's a person, and he's doing things. You don't just say people are just hands. People are people, and they have minds, and they do things for their own reasons. But when you do an action, which in your framework is like a totally empty action, so there you simply don't relate to it in terms of das. So now you simply become like a robot or like a, you know, a machine. And when you have a machine, the das of the machine comes from the person who's running the machine.
But you know what I mean? But I guess he only has one reason to do this, though, right?
Like that?
But yeah.
I don't know. Maybe he has a lot of reasons to do it. Maybe he's doing it because he's a scribe and he likes practicing handwriting. He's practicing handwriting.
Okay, so...
Goyim do it. Goyim write things. Goyim write documents. I don't know. You know what I mean? Like, the thing is, like, that's what Rashi makes the point. Is Goyim don't do Mila. They just don't do it. It's not something they do. Why would they do it? So they're doing it because you told them to do it, and therefore, so you say, what purpose? For what purpose? I don't know. Whatever purpose the Jew has. I'm just trying to... I'm just helping out the Jew. You know what I mean? Okay, anyone else for this, Petosos?
I mean, the problem is that if there's any sign of him doing it for his own good, the Maisa becomes invalid.
Yes, but he's saying it's Stam the Maisa is for Lishma. But the question is, how could he have Stam Lishma? I mean, Lishma sounds like it's a positive idea, so how could you just say Stam, but Stam just means without thinking anything. Stam, if you don't think anything, it's Lashma. Lashma seems to be a positive thing. How could you just have Lashma without a positive, you know, viewing it with that character?
Awesome.
You know what I mean? Sounds like it's a contradiction, Stam Lashma. You know, so he was trying to say because it's Omed for that. Right? But the guy doesn't know that, and the guy's just doing it. So he say, where's Lashma? You tell him the guy is not Lashma. Oh, I don't know. How's the guy? You know, why is the guy Stam Lashma? Yeah. Okay.
What do you say that Lishma isn't necessarily presence of a positive motivation, but just the absence of a negative motivation?
So if you say that, you could say the problem is that Tosfos brings another example. Because you see, like by Get, you say you need Lishma, and you see a guy can't do it. because he doesn't have that positive. And you see, it's a positive, because you see, when you need lashma by get, the guy can't do it because he's doing it for his own reasons. You know, you can't say that he's doing it for a positive reason. You know, so you see that by those cases that it doesn't work that way. Lashma over there really means that you need a positive thing.
Right, but even there though, I'm not so clear on that, because why can't you say it doesn't? You don't need the positive. You just can't have the negative. So in that case, he had negative intentions.
Why do you have negative intentions? Who said he has negative intentions?
What was the?
By get. He's writing the get. He writes a get. It's a guy who writes a get. Stop. So he says you have to have in mind when you write a get. L'shem the isha.
Oh.
He says he didn't have that in mind. And Ratzos also openly says, he says that you have to have in mind by get. He says it means you write, when you write the get, you think, I'm writing it for the purpose of this and this one. By Sefer Torah, I'm writing it for the purpose of Kedusha Sefer Torah. I mean, so you see, he says, but by get, by Mila, you don't have to have that. By Mila, you just stam lishma. You know? So he's like differentiating between these two things. I mean, is lishma positive or is it not a positive? I mean, how could it change from one, you know what I mean? Chotot's trying to say that, you know, like it sounds like that's what he's saying. There, it's a positive. Here, it's just not a negative. But what's the sense to that? I mean, how do you know? Like,
yeah.
How do you explain that discrepancy? You know what I mean? Yeah. So I was thinking like what you were kind of suggesting, but it didn't actually sound too crazy for you to pursue. At least that's what I read when you said. But. Because it sounds close to the other shita. It sounds close to the other shita, but I'm sure that it's not. It's different. But the idea is that, see, Mila, what is Mila? So Mila is, like you said, like, why don't Goyim do Mila? Because, like, according to Rashi, why don't Goyim do Mila? Because why would they do Mila? It wasn't like, I know nowadays everyone does it, but, you know, but back then people, it wasn't just something people did. You didn't do it. What are you doing? You're just diminishing the taivas, or, you know, whatever. What are you doing? What kind of action is that? So the stam, that is, if you just say, that's like for instance, the Shita who held that the action is intrinsically Chashul Shema. Right? It means the Torah said that this action is automatically defined as defining the person in a certain kind of a way. Right? I believe it when you say it's an action of cunning. But it was because that's the character of the action. I mean, in general, 99% of the people who do it, that's what they're doing. That's the idea of the action. But halachically, the question is, how does it halachically become defined as l'shem kedusha? L'shem defined the guy. So according to the one slide, it was that Torah defined the action intrinsically. Himol yimol means the action is intrinsically defined. But the other position, this position holds, no. It's not intrinsically defined, but it's defined through the person, right? It's defined through the person. Through the person having in mind l'shem, l'shma. But since that is the general nature of Mila, so therefore, if a person just does Mila, that's what he's thinking. Because that's what the action is. But since that is the character of the action, and there's no real other reason people do these actions, pretty much. So therefore, if a guy just does the action, see, a guy just does things stam. It means he just does things for what they are. We're not accusing him of having anything bad. He just does things for what they are. So what are they doing? So the thing is that since the nature of Mila is to create the guy who is kadosh, to create a guy who is removed from his taivas, Lash Hashem, that is what the action of Mila is. So therefore, if a guy just does the action stam, that's the das we impute to him. That's the das, because that is the stam das. That's stam das. Now if he's a kusi, and he has in mind l'shem argriz and l'shem avodah zarah, so then you can't say that that's his. It's very nice that that's the standard identification of the mitzvah, of the action. But he's telling you, I'm not doing. We know he's a guy who does this action not non-standardly. You know, so therefore it doesn't help that stam lishma because he's changing it. But by a guy, since that's the character of the activity in its nature, that's the nature of the activity. When he does it, that's what he's doing it for. What else is he doing it for? That's what he's doing it for. As opposed to the other sheet that holds, no, it's not just that the nature of the action is such, and therefore we could figure out what he was thinking, but he just says intrinsically the action itself defines it as lishma, as defining the gavra. Because
what you just said.
What?
That you were just describing the side of action itself.
No, I wasn't. No. Okay, let's do it again. No, I wasn't.
But I totally
no, I wasn't. Right. See, they're both sides are based on the same premise, which the premise is that in general that's what Mila's been done for. Okay? In general that's what Mila is. Mila in general is done for that. That's the general nature of Mila.
For
For l'shem, l'shma kedusha, that's the general, you know. Okay. But now what did halacha say? What did halacha do with that? Did it say, since that's in general what it's done for, therefore halacha says that action is intrinsically defined as l'shem Hashem?
Or you need kavanah.
Or you need kavanah. Now, if you say that the Torah intrinsically defined the action, then you can't do anything to mess it up. I don't care if you have counter intention, it doesn't matter, because the Torah made it reside. Then because he's good.
Right.
But if you say that you need intent, so then certainly if you have counter intent, obviously because he's not good, right? But if you have a guy who simply does it stam, so then what are you doing stam? Well, since that is the nature of the activity, it's not intrinsically defined as that, but that is its nature. That is what are you doing? You're cutting off. You're basically cutting his foreskin and diminishing his saliva. So that is the nature of the action. So therefore, if a guy does an action without any reason to project any crazy mindset, so he's doing the action for what it is. And if you ask what is mila, it is l'shem Hashem. It is l'shem kedusha. It is diminishing his fibers and bringing him towards something higher. So the thing is that stama lishma means because that is the nature of the activity. You know, now the Torah didn't define the activity as intrinsically being that, but in terms of evaluating a guy's psychology and evaluating what is the way he related to it when he did it, so you'll say, well, since that is the nature of the activity, that's what he's thinking. That's only a natural assumption. That is the correct assumption. The correct assumption is that he's just doing it for what he's doing it. You know what I mean? But writing, for instance, let's say writing Sefer Torah. Writing Sefer Torah, the action is an action of writing a text. It's not, the nature of the action isn't creating a chatzah shel kedusha Sefer Torah. The action is you have a book, it's a history book, whatever, and the action is just writing a text. So then you can't just say that he's writing it, it's kedusha Sefer Torah. Because kedusha Sefer Torah is like a new... The action has an intrinsic significance to it, and now you have to, it's just writing history, whatever, and now you have to give it a new thing, which is not just in line with the nature of the thing, it's because you're giving it a halachic significance. So now you have to have that, you need to show a positive mindset. And that's why even if a Jew writes it, he has to positively impute that to the thing. And by God also, he has to positively impute to it. Because stam writing the thing is not, that's not what it is. The stam action is not that. But by Mila, that is the stam action. Stam Mila is what else? What are you doing Mila? What are you doing? Why are you doing Mila? What kind of thing is that? What are you doing? So you say, the guy's just doing it. That's what he's doing. He's doing the natural sense which the action brings with it. So therefore, as long as he doesn't have a contrary das, so then it's going to be perfectly fine.
Would you say that that's true even if, let's say, the guy never heard of Mila, and he's a doctor, he's a surgeon, and he performs... 100 of these a year, and he's whatever. He lives in China. He's never heard of this. He doesn't know from Mila and Briss.
Maybe not.
You wouldn't then say that the nature of such a Maisa is therefore lending itself. To
I don't know. I'm not sure. I don't know. I'm not sure how much he knows. I mean, does he know that it diminishes the typhus, or he doesn't know anything about?
Let's say it's a medical fact.
But he knows medical.
He has a medical fact. Yeah, he's doing a medical procedure, and he happens to know that there are physical repercussions to such a thing. Yeah. But he's never put it in any other framework besides that. He's a doctor. He's a strict professional secularist.
Why would any? Yeah.
I'm just wondering how far you're willing to take this idea that it didn't might have naturally.
The whole philosophy, in order to get a little bit of it.
I'm not sure. It could be that that's the action. The action is one of diminishing taivas.
And therefore, even for such a guy, you would say that...
I mean, that is the lishma.
Even though his purpose is medical. In other words, it's a known fact that diseases can whatever get in that area if it's not properly cleaned.
Plus for disease. No, but then he's doing it for medical reasons.
Yeah, so let's say such a case.
Oh, that? No, I say not. That's not
even though he knows it does, there is a side effect. He knows the side effect, but that's not the.
I don't know about that. I don't know because that it seems like the facts of the Gemara are that that's not the case. That there's no medical reason. See, but if that were the case, Rashi would also go down, right? Because Rashi's whole thing is because he's doing going, don't do it. Going, don't do it to their kids. Why don't going do it?
They do that not because of.
Today, maybe you would have a problem with going to economy. But what I'm saying is, you see, Rashi's not going with that
facts,
back.
Right.
Rashi's, the facts of the Gemara are that they just don't do it. It's not something they do. There's no other reasons why they do it. It's, you know. So now if he's doing it, what are you doing? What are you doing?
So as long as you would know that fact, then I'd agree with you. As long as you know the fact that it would diminish the saliva, the fact that you didn't know Mila and Mitzvah, I think it matters to you. Okay, fine. That's clear.
So you're saying that just in general, we. when you perform a mila, we impute on you a das that you're doing it for the purpose of...
For what mila is, for the nature of the action. It would be like if a guy, I'm not really sure, like if a guy pushed the button and it blows up an atomic bomb, you know? It says on the air, atomic bomb button. He pushed it. So that's what he's doing. I don't know, I was thinking, what are you doing? Actions have interpretation. You swing a bat at a ball coming at you, you say, what's the, what are you doing? I don't know. You'd say, that's why you're hitting a ball, hitting a baseball. You say, what is it? You have to psychologize the guy and figure out. Maybe he was just swinging the ball and the bat, and it happened to hit the ball, you know. But certain activities, that is the nature of the thing. So therefore, you don't have to, if you know that he's blind and he can't see anything, and you'd say he's probably just swinging a ball, and it just happened to, you know, swing a bat, happened to hit the ball. But their natural actions have natural interpretations. So the natural interpretation of Mila is, for the purpose of diminishing his taivas, for directed towards a greater objective, and that is what mila is. That's the nature of the action. That's what it is. Tamal shma. But if when it comes to writing a document, to say that it's tama for kedusha sefer Torah, I mean that's already a new thing. It's beyond the document. Now you want to create a new character to the thing that you have to impute to it. And if you don't impute it, then you don't have any. You know, it's not gonna work.
What about the difference between an Ovdei Avodah Zarah performing Mila and like I mentioned earlier in the Gemara, delivering a Bat Yisrael's baby or weaning the baby?
I don't do that. I don't know. I didn't do that part of the Gemara. What does it say there?
It says that an Ovdei Avodah Zarah can't deliver the baby or
oh, because he may kill it? Or because of something else? Isn't that because of
no,
the Sakana?
No, because they're entering... It wasn't for killing. It was because they're raising it in a certain lifestyle.
Oh, really?
But even there, it seemed it would flow. Because you say that there, that has universal value, but...
No, but there's no mitzvah. There you don't need lashma. You know what I mean? Here it's specifically because it's right. A mitzvah which needs lashma. So the question is how could the guy do it? You know, there, it's altogether, it's totally, you know, it's totally a different issue.
Okay.
You know what I mean? Like, I'm not sure, I don't know what the issue is, but there's no mitzvah to win there. You know what I mean? It's not like a mitzvah which needs lashma.
Yeah.
Different type of scenario, you know what I mean?
Yeah, but also, could you say that Mila doesn't have universal value to all children? It only has value to Jewish children.
No,
if you
raise
the baby. What?
That's definitely, we're saying the opposite of that. The person has some knowledge of what the act of Mila is, then it has the same character regardless whether or not you have an idea of the mitzvah. If you have a basic physiological understanding of the consequences of Mila, and you do it for that reason...
I'm not so sure, by the way. I mean, it could be that you could say is like, I'm not sure if it means because Stam is that is the physiological consequences, or because that is, Mila is a thing which Jews do for the purposes of whatever they do, you know? And therefore, if a guy does it, Stam, that's what he's thinking. Because
well, that's
why else
Rashi
is he doing
again.
It?
Once
no,
you bring in the Jews'
Rashi.
Kavana, that's Rashi.
No, it's still not Rashi. No, it's still not Rashi. It's not Rashi, because it's saying is that since the guy knows that that is what Mila is, therefore when he does it, he's doing the Jewish thing of... But it's not because, according to Rashi, it's the das is coming from the Yisrael who commanded
right.
him to do it. Okay. But according to Tosa, I'm not saying that. I'm saying is the guy may be doing it on his own. He may not be doing it because a Jew said, you do it for me or anything. It's the guy's doing it. But now if you ask me, what is he doing?
The
what's
Jewish
he
practice.
Thinking? He's doing that Jewish practice of Mila Shem Hashem. So therefore it works. Mm-hmm. It's Stam L'Shma. It means that's what a random person does it. That's what he's doing. What else is he doing? Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? So...
You'd have to know, according to that.
Right, that's why I'm not sure. I'm not sure if it means Stalish or that he... It depends on how you learn the Lashma.
Right.
You learn the Lashma is L'Shem Hashem, you know, and then, like, it sounds
not.
Like it could be it really has to have in mind the Jewish practice, you know what I mean? But
right.
if you learn the Lashma as being just like Kedusha, like he's removed from his Taivos, and you know what I mean?
Right.
So that would depend on how you interpret the Lashma, you know? Yeah. What? Yeah, you want to do a little bit about the rest?
Do we have to go through the intermediate steps?
No, we don't have to. You know,
so
we just get the punchline.
15 minutes, we can do it.
Yeah, okay, fine. We can just get whatever, the punchline. I mean. Just to get some source of the things. You have here, fine. So the next Gemara basically says like this. We're at the beginning and the end, I guess, right?
Mm-hmm.
And we can talk about the intermediate steps. But basically, the Gemara asks. Oh yeah, Itmar. it's like 10-15 lines on Chazayim and Alf. Itmar. Minayim leMila b'Ovei Kochav M'Shipsuah. How do you know Mila with the guy?
Who's this going to 42?
This is a whole new thing. This is a new thing.
Okay.
Yeah. These are Amoraim. Apparently, these are guys who are not holding like the previous ones.
Right.
Because it's psula. There's no one there who held psula because his shema wasn't a problem to
awesome.
Die. And another thing was killing us, right?
Yeah.
So it's two different things.
Okay.
So, I remember they brought that in before.
That was
Rabbi Yonasi. Rabbi Yonasi, right. Rabbi Yochanan, Himo Yimo. Okay, so let's see Rashi. You should keep my breast and your children after you. So that's the saying is not a Jew. It's not for a guy. It's only for Jews. And himo yimo, kori be hamal yimo. So himo yimo is double lashon. So you should read hamal. Himo is it's like double lashon. Hamal means someone who is a mal, someone who had mila done, someone who is a mal should do mila. Mishehu mahol yimo lacher. Someone who is a mahol should be mahol other people. Okay. So is it learned out from Hamal Yimol, or is it learned out from Atas Bishit Teshma? That's a mahol. It's two different reasons. But either way, it's saying a guy can't do it because he's not a mahol and he's not involved in the breast. He's not involved in the breast. Okay. So mahol, so may be nai. What's the difference? So basically, so where do we go here? So the Gemara tried to say it's a guy who has mila. Okay, a guy who has mila. Because a guy who has mila, he's nothing to do with breast, but he's a mal. But then the Gemara says, we're talking about the Sagat Taya. The Gemara says, no, because really, like we said before, is even if a guy has mila, he's still considered an arel. Right? Because arel, a mal, it's saying, isn't just like an anatomical condition that he doesn't have a foreskin, but it's a certain kind of a. He's involved in, let's say this way, he's involved in mitzvah smila. It's not just a guy who's doing it, just tam. It doesn't make him, he's still a guy. You know, he's a mal, a certain kind of a person. So that being the case, it's very nice that he's a guy and he has physically, anatomically, he has mila, but that's not a mal. Mal, a mal yimal means a guy, a certain kind of a mila. A mila which is a certain kind of a person. Okay? So then the Gemara tried to say, no, so I'll tell you the nafmin will be, if it's a guy who, a Jewish guy, who didn't, whose brothers died because of Mila, and therefore he couldn't get Mila. So if you say Vatas Prisi Tishmar, so he's also involved in the breast. It's true, he couldn't do it, but he's included in the breast. So, but if you say it's because of Amal Yimal, so he doesn't have Mila. He doesn't have Mila. So the Gemara says, no, but that's also, he's considered a Mal. That a mal is, again, like you said, like a mal is just a code word for a yisra, for a guy who lives a certain kind of life or whatever, and therefore a mal is, it means any guy who lives that life, even if his body doesn't reflect it, and he never had he doesn't have the mila to show for it, but a mal is just a reference to a certain kind of a guy. And therefore, when the Gemara says hamal yimal, again, we have to define the idea, but I'm just going through the, when it says hamal yimal, it's a reference to even to a Jew who didn't have mila. Okay, even Jew who didn't have mila. Okay, so then the Gemara says, so what's a nafkamina? So then it comes down to the last one, right?
Yes.
So the nafkamina is a woman. Nafkamina is a woman. A woman, a Jewish woman. Because if you say, hamal yimal, so she's also a mal. Right? How is she a mal?
She doesn't have an aral.
She doesn't have an aral, right? But it says, the reason why she's a mal is because of what it said before. Because you see even a guy who does have an aral, whose brother's died in the mila. She's a mal because she's like a. Yeah, I don't think it means because she has an aral. Because you see, even Israel is, who's, you know, who has an aral is defined as a mal.
Okay, yeah.
So the thing is, because a mal means a certain kind of a person. So it's a mal is the reference. It doesn't mean literally the guy who doesn't have foreskin, but it means a person who embodies a certain kind of a lifestyle. A mal. And therefore, one's also a mal. It's command the mihili dami. That's what he says, the Gemara says. Even though the other mila is like that. But if you say it's because Ratas Brisi Tishmar. Then no, because they're not included in the bris. Women were not included in the bris. The bris of Ram was father, son, father, son, father, son, father, son. And it wasn't the women. Okay? So that's the Gemara. Okay, that's basically Pshat the Gemara. So the questions are, first of all, what are these ideas? I mean, there's two ideas here, apparently. It's two ideas. One idea is Hamal Yimal, that in order to do Mila, you have to be a certain kind of person. What's that idea? What's the concept? Right, what's the idea of that psal? The other idea is the Atas Brisa Tishmar, that somehow this is possible Atas Brisa Tishmar, and therefore if a guy does it, he's possible. What's that idea? Right? And why is a woman not included in that? That's something that bothers him.
What was the second thing? The bris?
Yeah, what's the idea about it? What's the psal of Mila about this piece?
Just one.
Yeah, what's the svar? Yeah, right. What's the idea? You know, what's the idea of the psal? It's a new psal, you know. And then, why is a woman not included in the bris? I mean, because if you ask me like this, is that bris Mila was like two things. There's like bris Mila was the physical bris Mila, but bris Mila was like the bris between the Zerah of Avram Avinu and God. I know. Presumably that. That like metaphysical bris is the Jewish women also, and you think, I mean, it's true that they're not physically, they don't have an arlos, and therefore they don't do mila, but it would seem like the metaphysical relationship between God and the Bnei Avram, Chayesh, I mean, do you ever see everywhere there's like a different hashkacha to Jewish men as opposed to Jewish women? Is there a thing like that? Is that what we're saying? Like the bris Avram, which was, like the wristband of Asarim, then you'd make your children great, like the, you know, and they have Eretz Yisrael and all that. Is that restricted to men as opposed to women? I mean, it's true, the particular Mila is not being done by women, but, like, well, Vatas Brizi, why is it Vatas Brizi Shmar? Like, what's the Svara? I mean, you have to include that in your Svara as to what the Psal here is of Vatas Brizi Tishmar, that it won't include, you know, that it won't include women, so, you know. And the Gemara questioned it. It's not so simple that they won't include women, because it says, you see, Devorah did it, so it seems like the argument there would be, what do you mean? Shai, what do you want this British Tishmar? It seems like no, because women are part of the breast. I mean, it seems that would be the question. It seems like it's not so simple that women are, you know?
What did Devorah do?
She did Mila to Moshe as a kid, remember? Like, what he counts you, it's like, I forget which son it was, Gershon. He was born, remember, by the hotel. He was like Moshe was paying for the bill or whatever, and he didn't do Mila, so then the Malach basically almost killed him. You know, it's in this week's parasha actually, Shema. Read it's like on like she towards the end. Read in English, you'll see that's what happened. The story Moshe almost got killed because he almost had honor, so he was killed, and because he was like Nisrasha, he was like lax in performing Mila to his son. And therefore, he was almost killed. And Zipporah took a rock and cut the mila of her son.
It says Zipporah did it.
Yeah, it says Zipporah did it. Yeah.
And, I saw somewhere that it says Zipporah didn't actually do it, but she got everything set up and then Moshe did it.
Well, look, this is Gemara here. So, but on the surface, I mean, so she did it. So that seems to indicate that woman can do it, because otherwise, how? And then basically, the Moshe was saved because the mila was done. You know. So the sound seems to indicate that really a woman can do it. So my answer is. One answer is really she got a shliach. Another answer is she started it, but Moshe finished it. Or someone finished it. Right? Yeah, Moshe finished it.
Yeah.
Which is funny. I mean, how's finishing it help? But, yeah.
I don't even know if I hold by this, but just like a possibility.
Possibility on what?
On the press.
Okay, no, hold on. Not this particular thing. Yeah.
So, could you say like that the idea of the press, like you're saying all along, is this idea of a certain attitude towards like the tivos and whatever.
Right.
And, the focus of the energies or whatever.
Right.
So the thing is that the reason you could argue that a woman would not be included in that is that there's two ways you could describe that attitude. One is just stam, a person who has that attitude, right? But, you know, like, would you say that, let's say, a eunuch who has an attitude that doesn't involve, like, you know, like a massive focusing of sexual energies is a perfected individual? Not really. I mean, the guy, he's not doing it. He's not battling anything. Right, so the thing is that you could construct such a bris as saying that since there's something which you could have had that you're taking away from yourself because of your commitment to an attitude, so that certain idea of bris, that even though a woman may live a life, you know, she'll keep Hilchos Nida or whatever else it is, since she didn't engage in that kind of act of like self-sacrifice or whatever else it is, that...
But wouldn't it, by that logic, wouldn't that exclude her on the count of being a mal? Like a mal yimong? I mean, like, you see, she's still identified as a mal in terms of the, in terms of, like, a nenda or whatever. You mean, like, all Jews are considered mal. So then it seemed to be, this is just in terms of Atas Brisi Tishmar. You're saying she's not included in the bris, you know?
Right, because that's exactly the point. In other words, you would be considered a person with that attitude, because practically that's denying that's a good raya,
right.
Because you do live a life
right.
with.
But how does that exclude you from
attitude.
The bris?
But the thing is, the bris is a certain commitment which must involve a certain sacrifice.
Right.
So if you don't engage in such a sacrifice, the whole bris is to say that I could otherwise have had this you know greater taiva existence,
right.
And I'm not engaging in that.
Right.
But the woman is a person of that lifestyle, there's no question about it.
Right.
She's a member of Klai, so she embodies the philosophy of Torah. So there's no question about it. That's why she is, in fact, Timo. I would say that's definitely.
What about
the guy, right?
Yeah, the guy who didn't get Mila because he...
Because maybe you could say that since, really, he was omed for it, and it's the very system which would normally tell him that you must sacrifice, which is not telling him you don't, you don't then say that he's removed. But a person who is not omeid, is not roid for that possibility of sacrifice, so the bris can't be chalon. I mean, in order to have a business deal with you, if you have something I want, in order to not have a business deal with you, you must say, I'm not willing to sell. If you just don't have it, you wouldn't say you weren't willing to sell. There's just nothing there. Like, the bris has to be that there's something which you have, which you're making a decision about.
Right.
It's just an idea of lachav as yitzur, I think, that like you can have a person as
right.
an attitude, but like
right.
if they don't have that taiva,
right.
then it's not the
right.
same kind of thing.
Right. Okay, what about hamal yimol? Can you explain that one? What's that idea?
Maybe you could just say that's the attitude in its own right. Like not this idea of the sacrifice, whatever. That's what kind of lifestyle is this, you know?
Right.
Like we're saying it's not just a physical reality of what flesh is and isn't
right.
part of you. It's
right.
a matter of the
right.
lifestyle that you're engaged
right.
in. So, I mean, that's all Klai Yisrael. That's not limited to a gender.
Okay.
That's what Torah is. You're
yeah.
in Shomer Mitzvos. So
okay, I'll tell you what I think you have to... what's lacking about the approach. I mean, you can argue about the particulars of it, but I think is that it's lacking in its halachicness.
Halachicness, okay.
Because the question is, you're talking here about a psul and mila.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? So, it's true you're explaining, like, what... you know, like what the difference is between the woman and how she's going to play out in terms of like our philosophy or psychology
right.
or, you know what I mean? But you have to, what's the psal? I mean, Baal, very nice, but now why is the Mila possible? You know what I mean? What possible is the Mila? She did Mila. She cut off the foreskin and this is like, what's wrong with it? You know what I mean? So you have to like bring this whole discussion into the framework of halacha and psal and psal of Mila.
Since the normal ethical structure of Mila is that it's not the guy doing it to himself, but it's somebody else.
Right.
So there's a lack in the Misa of that idea, which we just referenced, the self-sacrifice thing. If you're not a person who really had that or has that, or exists in that realm, to engage in the removal of it. It's very easy for someone else to engage in the removal of it. You know what I mean? Like that's the Misa itself. The Maisa is you who are involved in that, you're perpetuating such a self-sacrifice thing in another person.
Right.
A woman can't do that. It's not that Maisa wouldn't have that character to her.
Okay. That's for the bris one you're trying to say.
Yeah.
Okay. So I'll tell you what I think of when I hear bris. Okay. Is what you were talking about yesterday. Yesterday saw, which is that in bris there's two things. There's the maisa of mila, but then there's like that's the two brachas, right? Two brachas. You say shekh shom sudan ala mila, and then you say shekh shom sudan ala chnisa bris shalav ravina. Okay, so there's in bris there's a maisa mitzvah, but the mitzvah is functioning for achnas of a bris, for bringing it is the action of bringing you into bris avram. Okay. As Bris Avraham was that every man mal his sons and so on and so forth, and that is the Bris is maintained through Klal Yisrael, and specifically through the men in Klal Yisrael being involved in this thing from just father son always being involved in Himalchem Kol Zachar, and you're Zachar not only father son but you're Avadim or whatever, but all men basically being involved in Mitzvah Mila, and that is. The vehicle of being machnes, a person, to bris avram. That's the vehicle of it. Okay? So it's saying that the action of Mila has another component, besides there being a mice of kedusha, of whatever the action is, but is an action of achmas of bris. Okay? So it's saying is that for someone to whom that's not a reality,
And I'll get to the, I'll explain it further in a second. But to someone for whom that the bris is not a reality, like a guy, for instance, so you can't say they're doing an action of a chmasa bris because they don't have any shaykhs to the. And as a bris is, you can't be involved in the covenant, like a covenantal action, if you have no shaykhs to the whole covenant. It doesn't, you don't, it has nothing to do with you. You're not, the covenant involves particular parties. If you're not involved in the covenant, then you can't. Your action simply can't contain that characteristic to it. You know what I mean? Can't have that characteristic. So you'll say, so what about a woman? What about a woman? But I think as a woman also, even though she is part of like the bris ben hamesarim, I mean like a kind of metaphysical sense, the relationship of Klal Yisrael to Jewish people, but the bris, there's like the abstract idea, the relationship between God and Klal Yisrael, but then there is like the particular shmiras habris, the vehicle of ensuring that bris is through milah. And that vehicle, of the task of shmiras bris, and the fact that maisa misav milah is the action of being machnes into the bris, was limited specifically to men. It's limited specifically to men. So therefore, a woman doing the action of milah simply doesn't involve bris. She may be part of the abstract idea of the relationship which God has to Klal Yisrael, but the action of milah simply doesn't have anything to do with that for her. I mean, she's not involved in that. So when Torah said "Ata spris tishma ata v'zaracha acharacha," is that the vehicle of this vehicle of bris was allotted to specific people, to men, to Jewish males. So therefore, anyone else who does it, simply their milah won't have that characteristic. Can't have that characteristic. So therefore, that's not milah. Saying is that if you have milah without the component of bris, without that characteristic, that's psula.
So you say that women are beneficiaries of the bris, but they're not obligated.
Yes, they're not obligated in like upholding it and through the vehicle of upholding it.
So by Tzipora, she did it insofar as if she was going to be a beneficiary, it had to happen.
Well, that's the question. That was, I guess, the question. The Gemara's questioning is maybe if she partakes of the metaphysical reality of the bris, and she's a beneficiary of that, even though she's not involved in the vehicle, maybe still she could relate to the bris. That was the Gemara's questioning. I mean, the Gemara doesn't hold that way, though. The Gemara doesn't hold that way. It holds, no, really have to be involved in the Shemir's bris itself. But that was a Havmina, you know what I mean? Now, one other thing is, what about Mal Yimol, the other one? Mal Yimol, that's a different idea. That idea I say is that because the action, that's the kind of maybe what you're saying, is that Hamal, the action of Milah, is not just an action of surgery. It's not just an action of surgery or cutting, but it's an action of Kedusha. Okay? And see, like, it's kind of related to the Lashma, but the Lashma was that you're kind of creating a certain kind of a person, and you need Das or something to create that person. This is just, the activity is a certain kind of an activity. And it should not be construed as it can't just be a physical action. But it has to be an action which involves Kedusha. And the way in which the Torah demanded that and set up that the action should reflect that is that it can only be done by a certain type of a Gavra. It must be a Gavra who is a Gavra of Kedusha could do an action of Kedusha. But if it's a Gavra who simply is not a Gavra of Kedusha, if it's a Goy, for instance, who's not a Gavra of Kedusha, so he can't do an action. The action, he's removed. The action will lack Kedusha. So in order to reflect the nature of the action, the Torah was limited to certain Gavras. And that's Hamal Yimal, you know what I mean? So is the psal because in the Maisa HaMitzvah that the Torah restricted to reflect the nature of the action, restricted to Gavra reflects Kedusha? Or is it because of the Maisa is fine, but it's because of the aspect of bris which is the problem. The aspect of bris, because there's another dimension to it, you know? So if you say it's because of the Maisa of a Gavra of Kedusha, then a woman could do it. That's fine, because a woman is that kind of a Gavra. She's a Gavra of Kedusha also. But if it's because of the idea of bris, which demands that it has that characteristic, then a woman will not have that characteristic. You know what I mean?
Doesn't that contradict the Sfara about the difference between how a non-Jewish moral is valid, but a non-Jewish zohar is not?
Yeah, this is arguing with that. No, but that was saying in terms of lashma. Yeah, this is arguing on that. Yeah, this is arguing on that.
This is a different
sheet. It is true, yeah. See, that sheet that held that there was no halacha that the gavra must be a gavra kedusha. Just was a halacha that the action must be for that purpose. So then you could have a guy who could do it for that purpose. He could have that in mind, or through the Jew, could have that in mind, or, you know. But here it's saying is that the Torah carved out like a din in the Gavra, that the Gavra of a Mo has to be a Gavra who has that, you know, has that property.
Cut it out.
Okay.
my plug.